Macmillan Audio presents The Midnight Plan of the Repo Man by W. Bruce Cameron, read for you by George K. Wilson. Prologue. I'm afraid, and I don't know why. I glance around out my windshield. If I'm in any danger at all, it's from this road I'm bouncing along on, a rutted indentation in the leafy forest floor that looks like it was last traveled by covered wagons. At any moment, the two-track might fade away like an old rumor, and then I'll just be driving cross-country through the Michigan woods in an Oldsmobile station wagon, plowing into trees and rocks. I'm alone. And if I break an axle, it will be a long hike back to the highway. But that's not what's bothering me. The vehicle I'm driving was built by General Motors during what must have been a national steel surplus. The front end sticks out like the prow of a battleship. It looks as if it were designed to run into things. I'm not afraid of crashing. No, this is more basic, more primitive. A chilling call from somewhere in my deep subconscious that startles my pulse rate and causes my eyes to widen involuntarily. Just as I crest a small rise, I ease my foot onto the brake, coming to a groaning halt. There is absolutely nothing to see but acres of stunning oak and maple trees, lit up by a blazing autumn sun and waving their branches in the gentle breeze as they drop their leaves to the forest floor. In an audible rain of color. I am deeply committed to a road to nowhere and can't reverse course.